fresas que del freezer. Uh-huh. Ok, fresas, bananas, y va a tener yogurt.
Sandra Ortega shows a classroom full of parents how to make a smoothie. The 39-year-old single mom wears a bright orange apron over her clothes. It says, "I teach nutrition." Ortega spends her days working with low-income, mainly Spanish-speaking parents.
There's one lady in my class that she eats 7 tortillas every time she eats. Really? Well, how about we do this? You know, how about eat 2 tortillas instead of 7? If you drink a soda every day, how about you drink 1 soda a week? Or you drink 2 sodas a week instead of 7?
In Fresno County, it's estimated that over a third of adults drink at least 1 soda per day. A single can of soda contains more sugar than a Snickers bar. Ortega's colleague, Yolanda Lopez, has been teaching nutrition classes for more than 30 years. The problem, she says, is getting worse.
I'm so adamant about telling them this message about don't use so much fat. So cut back on using all that sugar, all that salt that you use in your diet. My gosh, stop going out to fast food restaurants so often. And so I'm just amazed how much people do not know.
Both women work for the University of California CalFresh Nutrition Education Program. But even they, the instructors, struggle. Sandra Ortega herself is overweight. When she started teaching in December, she weighed 245 pounds. Now she's down to 225.
That's one of the first things that I tell them. I know that I'm overweight, but I am working on, you know, everything that I'm teaching you here is what I'm doing in my own house. I'm not standing up here telling you to do something that I'm not doing myself.
Like when she buys food for her family, she no longer insists on the bulk bags of sugary cereal.
Because I was thinking in my mind, we're saving more money because we're getting more cereal for less money. But we were eating sugar. It was like getting sugar. It was like getting sugar.
Ortega isn't the only one trying to cut sugar. Advocates in Fresno petitioned the school board just 2 weeks ago to ban sugar-filled chocolate milk from Fresno Unified School menus. Statewide, there have been a lot of policy and politics around obesity recently. From a soda tax that died in the assembly to the annual state physical fitness test for school kids that was recently saved from budget cuts. The Central California Regional Obesity Prevention Program is leading the charge. Here's the program's Genoveva Islas Hooker.
At some point in the future, we will all feel like, of course kids need moderate to vigorous physical activity in their school day. And of course every community should have a farmer's market, and we should have sidewalks and streetlights and parks and you know, really begin to change the food environment where our retail and what's being sold to us is food that's both nutritious, affordable, and keeping us healthy.
Back in her kitchen, educator Sandra Ortega says some of the problem may be the inability to acknowledge a problem. It's unthinkable to some parents that their child might actually be part of the 40% of Fresno kids that are overweight or obese.
I think with childhood obesity, I think that what happens is the parents pass on their bad habits to their kids. They learned at a young age that, you know, putting soda in a baby bottle is okay.
At her house, Ortega slips spinach into fruit smoothies.
And so, you know, because my son likes Jamba Juice, and I'm like, I'll make you some Jamba Juice, you know. When I made it for him, I put orange juice, the 100% orange juice. I put mangoes, you know, frozen mangoes, strawberries, banana, and then the yogurt and the spinach. And then I gave it to him, and I was like, do you like it? And he was like, oh, this is so good, Mom. And it was, there's spinach in there. So, yeah, I'm kind of sneaky. But it works, you know.
Ortega's teachings start and end in her own kitchen.
But, yeah, and like I said, they like vegetables a lot now. So.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I like steamed broccoli.
So do I.
For Valley Public Radio, this is Lauren Whaley in Fresno.